following the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. With two of his sinister enemies dead and the precious papers that explain the mystery of Peter Stone in his possession, Jungle Jim with Kitty and Kolo make a final dash for freedom. But when Kolo blew up the ammunition hut, it scared the outlaw natives and they fled to the jungle where they now lie hidden and threaten to halt Jungle Jim's escape. When Jim crosses a clearing in the jungle, he is sighted by the natives who open fire on both Jim and Kitty. But Kolo covers his master's retreat by firing on the attacking natives and thereby diverts their attention from Jungle Jim and Kitty to himself.
Now, Kitty, get ready. Kolo has gone over there to the right of us. He's going to fire a couple of shots to attract the attention of those natives out there in the clearing. I'll watch them. And the moment Kolo fires and they turn their backs on us, we've got to start moving. Now, you'll have to go first. I'll stay close enough behind you to protect you if they change their minds and start chasing us.
I understand perfectly, Jim. Just tell me where I'm to go.
Raise up a little now. That's it. Yeah. Now look diagonally across the edge of the clearing. You see that big tree? See it?
Yes, Jim. The one that stands in that pile of brush and high grass to the left of us.
That's it. Now then, that's on the bank of a river. And just below, in the rushes, is the spot where our boat is hidden. Now, when I give the word, you run for your life, right for that tree. And I'll only be a few yards behind you.
All right, Jim. I don't know how good I am at breaking the world's record, but I'll try it.
That's the girl now, Kitty. And remember, keep your eyes on that tree ahead of you. Don't look back or over at those natives. Just start out fast and keep going.
Don't worry, Jim. I will.
Okay. Here's Kolo's first shot. Now, wait till I see. Boy, what a name that guy has. He's not fooling either. He hit one of those natives and brought him down. Yeah. Look, they're trying to figure out where that shot came from. Mm-hmm. Look, they're turning away from us. He got another one. That got their attention, all right. Come on, Kitty. Up you go and start running.
Right, Jim. Here I go.
Kitty! Ooh. Kitty, what happened? You're not hit, are you?
No. No, Jim. I was going along fine, but... Well, I must have stepped into a hole or something. It's my ankle, Jim.
Okay, don't try to get up now. Listen, put your arms around my neck and hang on.
Right.
I'll lift you up and carry you the rest of the way.
Ooh.
All ready now. Okay, here we go. Hang on now. All right, Kitty. We made it. Now, you lie down here and rest that ankle. While I crawl around this tree and see what I can do to help Kolo. All right. Now, I'll give the boys a little trouble while Kolo works his way this way. Now then, boys, look out. There goes another one. That's three of them going now.
Nice shooting, Jim. Can you see Kolo yet?
Yep. There he is. He's between us and the natives. A little bit off to the right. He's edging out to the clearing now. Yep, he started.
Come on, Kolo. You're okay. They stopped to reload their rifles. Keep to the right of me and don't get in line of my fire. That's it. Come on.
All right, Kolo. You're safe now.
Yes, Tuan.
There's only two of the natives left standing. How's your ammunition supply?
I have many bullets, Tuan.
Okay. You stay here and keep off those two remaining natives. They've taken cover in the jungle. Watch for them while I slip down and get our boat out. Then I'll come back and pick you up, Kitty. I'll carry you down to the boat.
Oh, don't worry about me, Jim. I can hobble that far. My ankle is that bad.
Just the same, you stay off of it. Don't take any chances. You rest while you can. We may have a lot of running around to do before we get out of this jam we're in. Now, keep your eyes open, Kolo.
Yes, Tuan.
Well, still in good shape. Boy, that's a good break. Now, with a little luck, I should see us home in a hurry. We're going with the stream this time. There. Ah, it's tied up, okay? Okay, Kitty. Grab me around the neck again, and I'll carry you down to the boat.
Up you go now. There. The boat is all ready, Kolo. Be ready to come down as soon as I give you the word.
Here, good one.
Hang on, Kitty. We're going down to the river.
Jim, do you remember the last time you carried me like this?
I'll say I do. I was in a whole lot worse humor than I am at this moment. And you weren't so passive either. Boy, did you scream and kick.
Oh, I'll admit I was awful nasty. And all because you refused to let me go with you on your little scouting expedition. Remember, I followed you. And then you picked me up and carried me home, thanked me and locked me in. Oh, Jim, you were so strong and masterful.
Here, here, here. None of that stuff now. This is no time to be acting cute and coy. Now, here's the boat. Now, I'll set you down in the middle. Sit dead in the center and don't rock this canoe. It's not very stable. Get up here in front. Okay, Colo. Come on, we're all set.
Everything be all right, Tuan. You do good shooting. Scare natives away.
You didn't do so badly yourself, Colo. Now, untie the boat, then push us off and hop in.
Yes, Tuan.
We've got plenty of traveling to do. And this neck of the woods is no health resort.
All that day, Jim and Colo speed the canoe down the river toward Nahia. And when the sun sets and darkness gathers, they stop for the night and take refuge in a rocky cave in the riverbank. In the meantime, the handful of white survivors at Nahia have not been idle. Under Tony Lowry's leadership, they have been organizing a determined comeback.
Well, Wilson, how do we stack up now?
Pretty good, Mr. Lowry. The boys found three of the planters who were only slightly wounded. Mr. Brill here has fixed them up and they're ready for service.
Ah. That brings our total strength up to 12, Tony. We have 10 women and several children who escaped the massacre, so I've made accommodations for them here in the clubhouse.
Well, that's good. Now then, Wilson, how about arms and ammunition?
Well, we're in very good shape.
Yes?
We've recovered 5 light machine guns. Those renegades got from somewhere. Uh-huh. There's plenty of ammunition for them, too.
Good.
Plenty of rifles, small arms, so as far as armament is concerned, we're well supplied.
And you say that Tompkins, Shepherd, and Hill have just reported back from patrol duty, and they brought that native chief and 4 of his men, huh?
Yes, that's right, sir.
They surprised them, eh?
Well, I should say so.
Captured them without a struggle. Well, now that's good news. Bring them in at once.
Yes, sir. We've got them outside all trussed up like Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, what are you going to do, Tony? Line them up and shoot them?
Oh, no. Oh, not until I've tried to convince them to renounce Stone and his gang and join us. Of course, I'll have to scare the very devil out of them first.
All right, come on, get along with you now.
I'll teach you a lesson you won't forget.
Come on, come on, get up there. All of you.
There they are, Mr. Lowry.
All right, Wilson. Oh, there's Chief Raula. Yes, I know him well. I'm sorry to see you here, Raula. You used to be a very good man. It's too bad you have to end up like this. I suppose you know that rebellion is punished by death.
Raula no white man law. Raula ready. Native be ready too. You shoot it quick.
Oh, no. No, Chief, not so fast. We do not shoot you. No, not for this crime. We chop off your heads like Dayak.
Oh, no.
Then you will not join your noble ancestors in the great Papu Waiha.
No, no. That not be white man law. No, no.
In this case, I make it our law. Tell your men that. Quiet, all of you. Now then, as you know, I've always been fair and just in my dealings with you. So I'm going to give you one more chance. The rebellion is over. We have won. But there are still a lot of your men at large still fighting. If you would agree to swear allegiance to us, help us clean out all the bad natives, we will spare your lives. If you really do good work in helping us, we will give you more fishing rights and give you land to grow and sell copra. Tell that to your men.
Mm.
Well, Chief, what is it to be?
Raula and his people thank great white chief. We sorry we listen to sweet talk of evil white man. Raula and his people swear on honor of their noble ancestor. We help white man bring peace to Nahia.
Very good, Chief Raula. All right, Wilson. Take them away, set them free, and put them to work. You'll find them good fighters for our cause now.
Very good, sir. All right, Chief. Away we go.
Chief, thanks. Good one.
Well, Tony, nice little display of diplomacy. How did you work it? What was the meaning of that threat you made?
Well, centuries ago, the powerful Dayak head-hunting tribe sailed these seas, invaded the islands, and beheaded the people. Mm-hmm. Now, it was an ancient belief among the Nahians that without heads, they could not enter Papuaiha, which is their equivalent of heaven.
See?
The Nahians claim those poor devils not able to get into heaven still roam here at night, searching for their heads.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say they hear their voices in the wind.
Oh, now I see it. They didn't mind facing a firing squad and being shot because they'd still go to heaven.
Exactly.
But when you talk of beheading them, that was a different story. Nice going, Tony.
Well, Mr. Lowry, you surely handled that situation beautifully. Are those boys grateful? One of them has already volunteered to go out and scout for us.
Splendid.
The chief says the remainder of the bad natives are somewhere in the interior, massing for another big attack, though.
All right. Send that fellow out to scout them. Find out how many there are, what plan of attack they're planning, and we'll be ready to give them a nice, hot reception.
The big battle for freedom looms up on the horizon. Will Tony and his men succeed in holding off the attackers? In the meantime, Jim and Kolo with Kitty St. John are deep in the heart of enemy country. Can they succeed in breaking through and join Tony? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.